الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ولئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تواضع لله رفعه الله. As mashallah Maulana Shamsul Alam Sahib explained, that our Shaykh explained four things how to become in Allah Wala. From our Shaykh and our other Mashayikh's Barakat, things that came that to my mind, two things are very, very easy to do, and which if a person does one of the two also, then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will pull that person towards Him. And when Allah pulls him towards Him, Allah will make his complete tarbiyat. Allah will see to all his other weaknesses, all his other things also. From our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali, we heard many times that there was a king who had passed away. So the parliament, he decided that the first person in the morning who will come to the gate of the palace, we will make him our king. So the first person to come in the morning was a beggar. And not only a beggar, but whose seven progeny on top all were beggars also, ancestors. And he himself also a beggar, but this is what they decided. They brought him, they say, you're the king from today. And then he said, and now all the matters that were to be discussed of the country, how to do this, how to do that, everything he gave proper instructions. Proper, perfect. And then when it was time now for him to go and rest, take his afternoon rest, so he told two people to come and put their hands under his armpits and take him how you take a great person. And you take him to me to his room. So they said, King, no problem, you are our king, you ordered us, we will do what you say. But first explain to us, you are a beggar, your seven ancestors are all beggars, and how come you placed on the throne and immediately you made all correct decisions? And then all the adab, the protocol of how to be a king, that also you know. How come you know all this? From where? So what did he reply? That Allah that put me onto this throne now, that Allah has got the power to teach me also. All the protocol and everything also. So everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Similarly, we find in Surah Anfal, where the battle of Badr is discussed, that Allah Ta'ala sent the Malaika to fight also on the side of the Muslims, to fight against the non-Muslims. Malaika, angels, they are made of nur. They live in the heavens. They don't have fights with anyone. They don't know. They didn't go for any military training or anything. What do they know how to fight? But on the spur of the moment, Allah taught them. فَضْرِبُوا فَوْقَ الْعَنَاقِ وَضْرِبُوا مِنْهُمْ كُلَّ بَنَانٍ. That hit them on their, strike them on their necks and on the joints of their hands. So by striking them on their necks, forget attacking, they won't be able to defend themselves also. And on their hands, they won't be able to hold their swords also. So they can't do anything. And so on the spur of the moment, Allah Ta'ala taught them. So in the same way, if a person, there are many other qualities, not only these two. These are two that came in my heart, and which I thought we will discuss, and which are very easy. And if we will bring this two, that same Allah that gives you that one quality or both these qualities, He will make you a complete wali of yours, of His. He will pull you and make you His wali completely. One of them is shukr, to be thankful. And for Allah's ni'mats. At the moment that we are all complaining about the water, and we feel we are human beings, we are weak, we are desperately in need of water, if rains. But how many ni'mats shouldn't we be making shukr about? And we've got air to breathe in. We are still living, we are still carrying on. But usually we will find in all our conversations, everything, we are just complaining. Water is a problem, there's no water, what are we going to do? It is a concern. And for that, as I think I make out, Maulana Abdul Rahman spoke on that subject. Tawbah, istighfar we must make. And that is the prerequisite. And many people also wonder that how is it? Bismillah ar-Rahman. That Allah Ta'ala is not sending rain. He is the most merciful, He is the most kind. Easy way to understand that, our ulama, mufassirin have written, like the head of the family, the father. He's got his business also. He tells his son, my son, you come and work in the shop, in the business. And this is your duties, you come from 8 to 5, this all work you must do. And I will see that I give you a salary also. When you are to get married, I will get you married. You need a car, I will give you a car. You need a house, I will give you the house. I will see to everything. But you have to work. You have to come to work. Now that son, instead of coming to work, instead of doing his work, he even denies and says, you're not my father. Oh. He denies that you are not even my father. And he doesn't do any work. And then he, which father in the world will tolerate this? How angry won't that father become with his son? That you don't even accept me as your father. So Allah, we don't even accept Allah as our Allah. That He is the one. And then we are not obedient to Him. He also gave us our, what you call it, for job, what you have to do?
Job description.
He gave us our job description. So we have to be doing our job. We believe in Allah, we trust in Allah. Today we believe more. In global warming, in scientific research, we believe more what the weatherman has got to say. But what Allah has got to say, that we don't. So there are so many ni'mat. So if you make shukr, Allah will increase us and take us very, very far. So shukr is one thing. And we see that on shukr, Allah Ta'ala gave Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, who wasn't a Nabi also. But because of his shukr, there is difference of opinion in the ulama whether he was a Nabi or not. وَلَقَدْ عَاتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. To make shukr to Allah. Luqman alayhi salam was such a great man. He was a black man. But what great knowledge, and like a Nabi, like a Rasul of Allah he was. But because of shukr, thankfulness to Allah, Allah raised this position so high. Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah gave them such a high rank. All on shukr. E'malu ala Dawood shukra. So shukr is a thing we should try and bring into us. Make dua for rain, everything. The other is tawadu, humility. Man tawada'a lillah, a person who humbles himself for Allah's sake, rafa'ahu Allah. Allah will make him high. But he must make himself low for Allah's pleasure. Like Mawlana read the ayat, Allahumma ij'alni the dua, Allahumma ij'alni fi ayni saghira, wa fi a'yuni nasi kabira. First, O Allah, make me in my eye small. When you are small in your own eye, and you think I am a nothing, as our marhum Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullah alayhi used to say very beautifully, be a Mr. Nobody. And do Mr. Everybody's job. To do everybody's job, but you yourself be a Mr. Nobody. That I am nothing. I don't deserve anything. So the more we have got humility in us, and this pride, as Maulana has explained, that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, a person can have all the amal, but if he have got mithqal dharratin, one little bit of pride, then if he didn't make tawbah from it, Allah didn't forgive him, then it will have to be burnt out in the fire. He'll have to go for operation first. And today pride is so much in us. Husband and wife arguments mostly stem from pride. Fights that we have with one another, everything that we have because of pride. So if we bring humbleness in us, and it's not difficult, there's not a time for a lengthy bayan, as per so. But shukr is easy to make if we just listen. And alhamdulillah, many of our friends make these bayans also. They are on the website also. In detail, listen to them. That how we must make shukr and how we must have humbleness. And on that, Allah will grant every other quality into us. Allah will, we won't have to, Allah will make our tarbiyah. He will correct us. So may Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. We'll have a little zikr now, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کرہ ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے لیلہ کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں جس سے معاصی کے وہ سارے خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل تک پہنچاتے ہیں رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے سب کہہ دو ماشاء اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
Inshallah, tomorrow night after Maghrib Salah at the Darul Ulum in Azalwar, our monthly Fikr and Ash'ar Majlis will take place. And inshallah, on Yawmul Ahad, Sunday morning, from 10 o'clock till Zuhar Salah, the monthly Majlis will take place there also. Humble request for all brothers to participate, to bring other brothers along also. And also, humble request that for all this, the women folk who are coming to the madrasa, to the hall, there was complaints last month and a few months now, that there is a lot of noise they are making there, and especially at the time of Adhan, there is no respect for the Adhan. The Adhan is taking place, many people are making noise there. Children, small children are being brought, and it's disturbing all the other people. So there are few people, and there are many people who are trying to benefit, and some unfortunately are coming and causing disturbance to all. So a humble request for all those who are coming, also bringing the women folk, we should humbly request them that they should please observe silence, and if they are small children, they should control them. If it's not possible to control them, they should rather listen to the programs over the live streaming so that they are not a nuisance and causing inconvenience to other people. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana wa zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa al-amal alladhi yuballighuna hubbak. Allahumma ij'al hubbaka ahabba ilayna min anfusina wa ahlina wa minal ma'il barid. Allahumma isqina al-ghayth wa la taj'alna minal qanitin. Allahumma isqina, Allahumma isqina, Allahumma isqina. Allahumma ishfi maridana wa marida al-muslimin. Allahumma ishfi شيخنا اللهم اشف شيخنا اللهم اشف شيخنا ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين